Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and saying, hey, I'm happy to be here for another week. So I'm hoping that everybody had a very fruitful and positive week. And we're here to let you know that we're back on the same subject again, and the subject today is friendship. But this is the Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Gil Baggett. Our other host, VJ Smith, is currently at the park doing something else, so he's going to call in, though. But today I would like to talk about, I'd like to lay up here and go back to a topic that we discussed it the last time we were here, and it was about friendship. And we touched off into it a lot, but we kept it off into more of a relationship type of friendship. But what I want to let Pen talk about today is like the corporate side of friendship. You know, I mean the friendship that builds off into integrity, that builds off into relationships developing with other people. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking like being inside of an organization and maintaining friendship and the integrity and the focus point of that organization's vision. Still being able to maintain relationships inside of there and friendships inside of there, but holding on to the integrity of the organization. I'm saying that when does friendship have to be placed aside in order to lay up here and promote the friendship? So we're asking for people to come online now and talk to me about what they feel friendship is. And I have somebody on hold, it's a 7860 number. Call it. Let me get this, let me get this time. I might have to get some assistance on this because excuse me 1 minute.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
So, you can hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. Well, I
go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on, you know, friendship and responsibility. I think, you know, when you're a responsible friend, you know, actually checks up on their friends. You know, you can't be around each other every day, all day. But I think, you know, friendship is you know, one where, you know, you don't actually rely on your friends, but you're there for them when they need you. And, like, if you have, you know, you give. And you don't expect nothing in return. That's what I think a responsible friendship would be. Because it's like, you know, you get people out there, you know, they want your friendship, but they also want your money. That's where the basis is. But if you have a friend, you know, that can give to you without expecting anything in return, that's a friend to me.
Okay. See, now you touched on something there that what I was really limited trying to convey, and that is who is responsible for the integrity inside of a friendship?
Right. Who is say that one more time.
I said, who is responsible for the integrity inside of a friendship? You know, like
it's
when
both
it when
parties.
Huh?
It's both parties. Who's responsible for the integrity? It's on both sides. If you know you have some friends you can't trust, that's really not a friend. You know, that's someone that's, you know, you can't trust. But if
right,
you have someone, go ahead.
No, let's not put it off into a trust issue. Let's put it into an issue where that you have a job. You're working on the job. You and your friend are working on this job together.
Right.
All right. But you have a mission statement in this job that requires you to be a responsible for the advancement of your organization. But
right.
your friend has other ideas and might want to let him bring their ideas that might be conflicting inside of your job assignment. Is it your responsibility to check your friend, or would you be the kind of friend that would say, "Well, hey, I'm going to move myself up out of this equation and let them go for themselves"?
I guess I would have to say I would be the type of friend that would let people live their lives because, you know, sometimes people go different directions. You know, their goals aren't always the same. So, you know, if I know where I'm going, I'm not going to let somebody else bring me down with what they're trying to do. It's just not in my path at that moment. So I guess that's how I would answer that question.
Okay. We have another caller. We have another caller. Let me try. There you go. Call 7860. Hello? Have another caller,
7860.
Say hello.
Oh, that's me. That's you. All right, we have another caller, 1830. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. You here?
Hello?
Hello?
I thought you just talked to me. Did you hang up on me?
No, I still got you live on the thing. That's why I'm starting talking to you now.
My name is Sky, and I feel that friendship is something that you have to earn. You know, you have to get to know a person for a while to know their dislikes, they like what their family background is about, educational wise. You basically have to get interview them as far as is this a person that you can see yourself with, going to a game with, going out on a date with, doing group activities with. You and this person, my friend, I would pick my friend as, do we have anything in common? So I would start with what we have in common. Our names can be alike. If her name is Cynthia, my name is Sylvia, that's something in common. If both our moms put us on punishment all the time, we have those things in common. So there has to be some type of commonality before you can establish a friendship.
Okay. Okay, I can understand that. See, but what I'm looking for is that does developing a friendship mean that you have to lay up here and be held hostage to your friend's feelings about you?
Yes, I believe so. I have several friends. Like, if I call myself shutting down or being depressed and I don't feel like coming outside or doing anything, they will come over to my house and knock on the door or ring my phone until I answer the phone. And if I don't answer the phone, they will literally be mad and want to fight because I didn't come out and support them like I said I did. And if I'm a friend, I'm supposed to be there when I say I'm going to be there, no matter if, you know, I'm sick or hurt or anything. If I can get up and go to that job, I should be able to get up with more motivation and support my friend and what they're doing.
Okay. So let me go to this other caller. That's an 1830 number. Hello, how you doing, caller?
That's me.
Oh, that's you? All right. We're going to 1448. How you doing, caller? Hello? Hello?
Go to 5270.
Okay. How you doing, caller? 5270? Hello? Okay. So we got a lot of people that's on hold that's not answering their phone. I guess they just want to listen to the show, and that's a good thing too, because this is Mad Dad Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and we'd like to let our listeners know that we have a group coming on tonight from 5 to 7, and this is a support group, and we would like for all our listening viewers to if they can to please come and share with us tonight and be a part of our group tonight. So what we're talking about today is friendship and why are we becoming a friendless people? Why so many people are still starting to attach so much stuff to friendship? And what I was trying to lay up here and get around to is that, are we responsible for our irresponsible friends? You know, I mean, I heard the last caller when she said that that she believes in letting people do what they want to do. But is that being responsible to our friends? You know, I mean, because like a lot of times that we get off into situations and stuff and we allow the negative influences of our friendship deny us the integrity that it takes in order for us to let people step outside of that and be responsible for our media environment. And what I'm saying is that you have a job. You have responsibility. You have people who rely on you to make sure that you do your job efficiently, without bias, without prejudice. But you allow your friendship to get in way of your judgment. This is the friendship that I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. I just listened to a gentleman, and he said, I have no friends. He said, I have nobody that I can lay up here and trust.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow. Because I'm starting to hear that a lot in our communities today. And I think that's blocking the progress of our children today. Because we are not being able to lay up here and parent our children to the understanding that friendships are important. They're very important. Because the people that you hang around are indicative of who you are. So we have another caller, a 1448. Caller?
Hello?
Hello? Okay. So we have another person just wants to lay up and listen, and I'm all right there with that today. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to have your input on the importance of why are we becoming a friendless people. And who is responsible for the integrity in the relationship? And why do our children not understand the significance of a healthy friendship? So we need people to come online today and talk to us. We have another call online, and this call is 5270. How you doing, caller? Hello? You got to speak to me. You can't give me no telekinesis. You got to talk to me. So if you're not going to talk to me, I'm going to talk to myself. Because I think this is a worthy topic that we should talk about, because I think friendship in its entirety is very important for us to stress amongst our children. Because we can talk about peer pressure, but peer pressure again leads us off into friendship. Because if you make a decision that you want to lay up here and befriend and hang around a person that's negative, you know, that negative atmosphere, that negative environment, that negative spirit, period, is going to be what your child becomes. So, you know, when I said about the brother had said that he doesn't have no friends, I was wondering, you know, where that came about. Because, see, I understand, you know, through my everyday living that hurt people, hurt other people. We hurt other people by the things that we say. We hurt them by the things that we do. We hurt them the things that we unverbally do, like our body language. You know what I'm saying? How we build fences up amongst ourselves, around ourselves, and we don't want nobody to penetrate these fortresses and these strongholds. So my whole thing today is that I would just like to get some commentary about some feedback on the importance of friendship in our community. And I have another caller that's been on hold for 2 minutes, and I'm going to get this call up and call. This is a 1444-48. How you doing, caller? Okay. I have another caller.
Hello?
Hello? Hello. How you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. I think one of the problems with the youth of today and friendship is, first of all, they don't know what the meaning of friendship is. They look at it like, this is my girl, this is my boy, but they don't know what stands behind that word. And because of the fact that they're into all the technology, they don't know how to communicate and interact with each other. So the skills,
right,
that the communication skills they've lost, that one-on-one person-to-person touch they've lost, they need to be retrained. If we can get our kids off these laptops and these computers and these video games and get them back out to playing like we used to, then they'll come to understand the meaning of friendship, because they'll learn how to bond with each other.
Amen. You said two words that I think that people really, really need to listen and hear you say them again, and that is interaction and relate. You didn't say relationship. You said relate. And that's very, very important. And but go ahead on. Continue what
you
were saying.
I look at, even with my children, I look at and I see them, well, let's sit down and talk. Or, no, Mom, you know, let me finish this game. Or let me download this music. Or let me do this. I mean, they don't know how, even with their parents. So if they can't interact with their parents or their siblings on that one-to-one level, how can they expect to go out and interact with the kids in the neighborhood? And what's worse than that, as they grow up, it gets worse. When they go into college, how do they learn? How do they interact with their peers at that level? Then they leave there from there and go into the job market. If you lose the art of communication, which society is doing today because of technology, where's it going to land us?
There you go.
We need to be able to communicate on the job, because when you're on the job, you're interacting with the community. You're interacting with the clientele, your customers. And if you hold that position of authority in that business, you need to learn how to interact and communicate with other businesses. Let's take the president, for instance. He, in order to get where he is today, he needed to know how to communicate. And with the art, without the art of communication, he wouldn't be where he is today. Because everything that he has done to get him to where he is today has been about communication. Communication is just more than talking. It's about listening, understanding, and learning.
Okay. And that, hey, I believe you hit everything on the head. I really understand what you're saying. I really hope our listening community heard what you were saying about that interaction and that and relating. Because like we're starting to build a whole generation of long rangers. People who think they don't have to communicate with anybody else. They don't have to live, you know what I'm saying, and develop human relations in order for them to be prosperous, you know? And I understand that. You know, I understand the automation. I understand, you know what I'm saying, the level of technology and how is it developing at the speed of light and stuff like this here. But at the cost of what cost are we paying? You know what I'm saying? What are we telling our children and stuff? You know,
right?
Because like that's what we're all about here at the Mad Dad. We're concerned about that next level of development in our community, which is our children. See, and we're developing a whole generation of kids who are selfish, who are manipulative, who are destructive, and who are disrespectful. And I'm saying that these things are being developed by the contacts and the relationships, the interrelationships, and the friendships that they are starting to develop. So I'm saying
right, I call the computer literate and the relationship illiterate. I mean, their communication, they're illiterate. I mean, when you try and talk to them, walk out on the street and try and talk to the average young person. Sometimes they'll talk to you using text language.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's ridiculous. How can you go and fill out an application and use text language? When you go into an interview, one of the first questions they're going to ask you is, tell me about yourself.
Okay. All right, Paula. I understand exactly what you're saying. We're going to move to this next call again. Been on the line for 6 minutes. I really appreciate that call. That you've been on the line that long, but I'm trying to get you up.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, now we have a caller, 1448. How you doing, our caller?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay. So have you been listening to the topic today?
One more time.
Have you been listening to the topic today?
I have been.
Okay.
So the topic is friendship. And
yes.
Friendship and the responsibility. Can you just go over the topic again?
All right. And why is it that we are becoming the friendless people? Who is responsible for the integrity of the relationship? And why do our children not understand the importance of friendship?
I'm gonna touch on why our children don't understand the responsibility of friendship. And
okay.
I may be going too deep with this, but me personally, I believe that why some of our children may not understand the responsibility of friendship is because it's not taught in the home. And I feel like, you know, especially when kids are coming from a two-parent home, friendship starts right there. To be able to see their parents interacting as friends is a start. That, to me, that's the foundation. And then when you have broken homes, you know, and parents aren't getting along, even when, you know, one parent's out the home, that's a broken friendship. So if it's not starting in the home with the parents, just the parents being friends, being friendly towards each other, there's nowhere for the kids to pick it up. You know, you have kids nowadays, they call everyone out in the street, they're friends. Anyone they have a conversation with is their friend. Anyone they see in school is their friend. They're not learning the real concept, the real meaning of a friend, that someone's not telling them that these kids that you go to school with, these kids that you just hang out with are associates. They're not friends. My dad told me a long time ago when I was probably about 7 years old, asked me how many friends do I have, and you know, I was like, I got a lot of friends, 12, 13, 14 friends. And he looked all sad, and he was like, dang, you got a lot of friends. And I said, how many friends you got? And he said, I got one friend. And he told me, he explained to me the difference between friendship and a friend and an associate. You can have a bunch of associates, he said, but I'd be blessed to leave this earth having one true friend. And to this day that I have two true friends that I can consider my true friends. I got a lot of associates and a lot of associates that I may be able to call on from time to time, but I got two true friends. So I feel like it starts in the home, teaching your child the difference between friendship and associations or associates. And again, when you got parents in the home, if you're, you know, in this day and age in society, if you're blessed to have two parents in the home, right there, the friendship needs to start right there with the parents. They need to see their parents interacting, not just as husband and wife, but as friends. And then when the parents aren't in the home together, they still need to see that, where these parents are able to co-parent, but also be friendly, be friends. So that's my thought.
All right. I mean, that was you laid that down real beautiful, too. I mean, that was real good. So, you know, like what you just said about love and friendship often get lumped together. A lot of kids do have that misunderstanding.
Right.
Know? That they think that just because that, you know, like we wear the same sweater, we wear the same gym shoe, we like the same type of ice cream or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
we sitting across from each other in study hall and stuff, that this is some type of loving, binding relationship, you know?
Exactly.
And friendship. But that's not, like you said, the first responsibility and the first tutorage of friendship should be observed in the home.
Yeah,
and that's right. You know what I'm saying? That's right. You're thinking on the right. Have you got children?
I do.
I think they're well-adjusted children too, because you seem like to be a very level-headed person.
I have. You know, kids. My kids are 8 and 18, and even now with my oldest son, I'm having to explain to him that these kids you're hanging around with, you call them, this person is your best friend. This person is your best friend, but I tell them all the time, honey, when everyone goes off to college, they're kids you grew up with, the kids you went to school with, they're your associates. You know, you may not be friendly, you know, friends, communicating with these kids, same kids, 5, 10 years from now. If you are, that's a blessing. You know, that's a blessing. But like I said, it really starts from the home and at a young age. And younger kids aren't going to grasp it right away because everybody's their friend, you know. And when you're in school, you got a lot of friends. Everybody's your friend. You may be popular, this or that. But I think the more teaching that comes from the home and the more kids, you know, run into roadblocks where this person I called my friend is now talking behind my back, or they'll start to learn that that's not what friends do. But, again, it's got to come from the home, because if child hears mom on the phone gossiping about the person that they consider to be mom's friend, well, that's not friendship. You see what I'm saying? So
yes,
to me, it really, really starts from the home. They can't, you can't have girlfriends over to your house and then you're telling your kids, go get the door, that's my friend, that's my friend, that's my friend, and you're using that word friend. But then later down the week, you're on the phone talking about that friend to the other friend, and your kids are hearing this and like, well, but that's mommy's friend. You know, so it definitely, the positiveness behind it comes from home.
Hey, I understand exactly what you say, because reciprocatory love, you know, a lot of
exactly.
people don't understand that, you know, that in order for you to really maintain a level of friendship that's of any type of quality, it has to be a reciprocal, you know, it's got to be reciprocal, you know? You've got
right.
to be returned to you in the same favor, in the same power, the same emotion, the same form of intensity that you have for the other person. So, you know, I understand, I really appreciate the things that you said, and I think more people and more parents should be responsible and receptive to the things that you just said. And again, I'd like to thank
Amen.
You, everybody, that listen to us on Blog Talk Radio today, that I think this is a topic that we all need to sit down and talk to our children about, because this is something that should be grounded into our children's head. And I think, Sylvia, if I'm not mistaken, that Blog Talk Radio is not old, but it recycles itself. But, well, she's not here. But I think that's what it does. So I don't think we're off the air. I just think that Blog Talk Radio is going to, like, give us another 30 minutes to do what we do. And I would like everybody to understand that, you know, are you ready for new people and places and things in your life? That, hey, Mad Dad have a group. We have a support group from 5 to 7 tonight, where we serve dinner. Then we sit down and we talk. We have subject matters, and we discuss We discuss different topics and things like that. And we invite you to come out and fellowship with us tonight. So, like I said, hopefully that this radio station, I mean the radio program is not over with, and it's going to lay up here and give us another 30 minutes, and we're going to let them finish up with our topic. Okay? But if it don't, believe this, we will be back next week, and we're going to have this technical difficulties finished. I mean, straighten out. And I think we still do have the minutes on the phone. We have another call on the line. I'm going to get this call up. Caller? 5270 number. Hello? It's a 5270 number. Hello, caller? Okay. And then we have every second Thursday, we have a volunteer class where we teach people how to be community volunteers, how to work inside a community. Now, I know you might think, man, well, you know, what you going to teach them when they volunteer? Hey, you'd be surprised, man, the things that you learn being a volunteer inside the community. Because a lot of times, you know, we try to take ourselves off into different various situations and stuff that we think that we have the verbal skills and the psychological manipulation to lay up here and manipulate situations that you face every day. But once you lay up here and you get the direct confrontation inside of those situations and stuff, you'll find out it's a lot of misinformation that we have concerning in ways of dealing with people that's not that very effective. You know what I'm saying? So we lay up here at Mad Dads, and we have a volunteer training course that we teach people how to go off into the community and be effective talkers, be effective speakers, be effective prayers, be effective just thinking on your feet. Because it's so much stuff that happens out there. Because, like, we ride the bus. And in the process of riding the bus, we run across thousands upon thousands of different attitudes, you know, and characteristics about different behaviors. So we have a class where we teach people how to be community activists, how to lay up here and go off into the community and be an effective volunteer. And these classes are available every second Thursday of the week from 4 to 7. And we ask people that they would please sign up for it. And if you have, you know, you want to look for any type of information concerning our volunteer program, our number is 612-455-4630. You can call that anytime, and anytime between 8 and 3, and you'll get one of our representatives, and they'll speak to you, and they'll give you the information that you need. So, with that said, we have a group that's coming on tonight, and we have a group of we have our support group that's coming tonight, and it's from 5 to 7, and it's today. That means that's right now, the 9th. It's coming on right now from 5 to 7, and we encourage all of y'all to participate and be a part of that. And again, we was talking about friendship today, and we got some very, very powerful responses from that topic today, you know. And our last caller, she clearly understood what we were talking about today, and that is that, you know, love and friendship often gets lumped together as a single topic, and it's not, because it's so much different between love and friendship, you know, because it's a lot of times we'll think, like she said about the kids going off into college, that you'll play all this time and you'll spend all this time, you know, download music and playing video games and going out to the mall and stuff like this here. But during the process of the evolutionary process of y'all growing older, going off into school, separating yourselves and stuff and saying, you'll find out that person that who you thought was your friend and stuff and saying has distinctively different values. You know, and it has a tendency to lay up here and put you off toward friendship. But that's not about, that's not what that's about. You know, that we have developed relationships in our lives with various people who are either going to be positive with us or who are going to be negative with us. So we're trying to find out today is why are we having such a problem in our community in becoming, you know, in developing develop our children with the understanding that friendships are important, but it's the kind of friendship that you have that's more important than the friendship itself. So we're going back to the lines again, and we're asking that, you know, for people to call in, and we'll find out exactly what they think about this. And so today, I guess we'll be talking about friendship again. And we're asking people to just to call in and give us their opinions about what they feel friendship is about. Because there's clearly two differences insofar as a romantic relations, you know what I'm saying, like a normal kind of, you know, a love relationship that you have with a person and stuff. And then there's a friendship that you have with people, you know. Because sometimes, you know, you just lay up here and you develop relationships with people and stuff, and you just give them a name. You just give it a name. You just say, hey, you know, he's my friend. You know, then you turn right, you turn back around and you look up. This person here is slandering you. You know, you look up and this person here is left here doing something that's counterproductive to what you're doing. So, you know, like being a part of a non-profitable organization where you go out into the street and off into the community and you extending your love and your concern for the development of your community, people have a tendency to lay up here and think that what you're doing is trying to develop friendships. No, that's not the case. You're trying to develop relationships. You're trying to develop a relationship that you can lay up here and part up with somebody to do some things that's going to be effective for the multitude of people inside the community. But a lot of people feel that that just because I'm your friend, that somehow that's supposed to stop me from doing what I do in order to lay up here and satisfy what they're doing. So that's what we're talking about today. So if we have any callers that have any type of opinion whatsoever concerning the matter, hey, let us hear from you. If not, I'm going to keep on talking. Okay? So, again, this is Mad Dad Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Tuesday from 1 to 2 o'clock. And we have an array of various topics that we put over the air that we like to just talk and bring to the community, define what your feedback, what your cares and your concerns are about the various topics. Again, we have a meeting today from 5 to 7. And it's a support group where we feed of a buffet meal. And we sit around and we talk and we discuss different topics. And we just fellowship, you know. We lay up here and we learn how to network amongst each other to lay up here and get some of the things we need done off into our lives. So we cordially invite you to become, the door's open for everybody and anybody to come and share this experience with us. And we wholeheartedly invite you. Today we was talking about friendship, and I thought again that it was important that we talk about it because, like I said, you know, we ride the bus. It's called a Mad Dad Peace Bus. And on the Peace Bus, we have a opportunity to observe and to listen, to communicate, to conversate with a lot of our youth. And they seem to have a misunderstanding on what it is to be a friend and what a responsibility your friend has to you and you have to your friend. Because, again, we were riding the bus the other week, and the girl, she was one was 15, and the other child, she was 15, and she said, "This is my best friend and my worst enemy." And I was so taken back by that, because I didn't understand how she fused those two together. But after I came back to the office, and I brought it to a couple of female mad dad members, and I asked them, you know, what does that mean? And they got the, you know, they gave me a little clarity to it, but it still had me to thinking that, you know, man, what are we doing? You know, what are we showing our kids, man? You know, I mean, what are they thinking? You know, how come we can't get past this sticking point for them to understand that it's not important to have just anybody in your life. It's important to have that right person in your life, for that right person to help you make some right decisions. And right now, we're dealing with a generation of kids up under the misconception that they're worthless and that they're insignificant if they're not a part of the status quo. So today, I'm asking people just to call in and share amongst, you know, just share your own thoughts on the matter that you think that that's important to you. So, again, it's Mad Dad Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where we just kick it with everybody in the neighborhood, on this telephone, wherever our listening audience takes us. And I would like to hear your responses to what we're talking about today. We're talking about the friendships, you know, how we land up here failing our children with not being able to teach them and to share with them the proper understanding of what friendship is all about. So, again, this is Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and we're here every Tuesday from 1 to 2 o'clock. And we're here to live, to hear the community. We got our ear on the ground. We're trying to hear what you got to say. You know? So, we're asking for you to call in and just, you know, share your thoughts on what you think matters to you. So, we're talking about friendship. We're talking about my friends that making fun, but we're talking about friendship, and we're talking about how friendship is being exploited and misrepresented to our children. And we want to know who is responsible for the integrity in the relationship. You know? Do I allow, just because me and you are buddies, for you to get away with disrespecting my morals and my principles? Or do I feed off into the negativity just to be friends with someone who, again, is questionable? But that's either here now. But this is Blog Talk Radio. And we're here calling out to the community to call in, find out exactly what you think about this matter. Okay. So our group starts today from 5, remember, starts the date from 5 to 7. And if you are ready to meet new people and hang out some new places, check out some new things, then hey, get up with this this group. Come in and give us a chance so we can talk.